It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Welcome to this place. Look what a friend of mine made. A friend by the name of Beth made this. This is a doll made out of all different materials. Has a sweater kind of like mine through the zipper. And shoes. Look at these shoes that look very much like mine. Those sneakers. I think I'll just make them walk around here. Maybe you'd like to dance. I think maybe I'll make him hide. Do you know where the doll is? Yep. Peek-a-boo. But you know, when I don't make it do things, it just doesn't do anything. It just sits there. Because it's a doll. It's not a live person. Did you notice this doll's nose? And ears? See that? Well, looking at them just made me remember something from when I was a little boy. There was a woman who used to frighten me a lot. I don't think she meant to, but she would go like this to me, and she'd say, I've got your nose. Well, I knew she didn't have my nose, and she was just pretending. But still, that used to scare me. And there was a man who used to do that with my ear. He'd go like this. And he'd say, I've got your ear and I'm going to keep it for myself. But of course he didn't have it. He was just playing. But I still didn't like that. Real people, the way we are, real people are very different from dolls or toys or anything that can come apart. You see, people are all one piece. Each person is one piece. We're not just pasted together or sewn together like toys that could come apart. We're one piece. Everything grows together because we're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Once more. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You sure are. Whew, there's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Maggie Stewart. Come in, Maggie.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Will you be able to come to the bakery later for the singing sign?
Oh, is it now? Today?
Well, it's a little later this afternoon. It was supposed to be yesterday, but it's today for sure.
Oh, good. And now, are you going to be doing the signing?
Yes, I will.
I wondered if you could show me some signs. Come on in.
Surely. Which ones would you like to know?
Well, I've just been singing a song called Everything Grows Together.
Okay.
And how would you do that?
Everything?
Everything?
Grows together.
Because you're all one piece.
Because you're all one piece.
Your nose grows.
Nose grows.
As the rest of you grows.
As the rest of you grows.
Because you're all one piece.
Because you're all one piece.
Now maybe I could learn it. At least everything grows together.
All right, that'd be fine. Everything?
Every.
Everything, like your whole body.
Thing, I see.
Grows together.
Grows together.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
I'd like to do that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And now, what is that? See you
at the bakery.
At the bakery. Okay, I'll see you there.
All right, we'll see you after a while.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everything. Oh, that's like something growing out of the ground. Grows together. Good. Let's have some make-believe. Okay, trolley. What is that? Somebody else at the door. It's a busy day. Yeah.
Hi,
Bob.
Friend.
Are you going to the bakery to the singing sign?
I was just going to ask you that. I can't go because I was going to go, but I just can't go now because I have something else I have to do.
I see.
If you're going, I'd appreciate if you took this in. It's a present for the singer.
The singer? Well, I know that Maggie Stewart's the signer, but I don't know who the singer is.
I guess it'll be a surprise then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it will be.
Would you mind?
I'd be glad to.
Terrific. Thanks.
You bet. See you later.
I was going to ask Mr. McFeely, but he's so doggone busy, I can't even find him today.
He is a busy man.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Seems everybody's busy. So, this will be for the singer. Wonder what it is. Well, we'll see when whoever the singer is opens it up. So, we've been thinking about imaginary friends in the neighborhood of make-believe. Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine does something today and uses somebody else's imaginary friend for her own purposes? Let's see, Mayor Maggie and Robert Troll could be there too. Ready, trolley? Good. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Seems there's never enough.
I know, Queen Sarah. Food for the world has always been an enormous undertaking. But I'm just proud to be a part of it.
You're a great help, Mayor Maggie.
Now, listen, do you know anybody who nobody can sing God knows anybody a whole lot about museums?
Anything about museums?
Yeah. I need to get a hold of somebody who really knows museums and can have mine begin from the top of Brandon to the bottom of the Godson. That's what we got.
Well, we know Robert Wilburn, but specifically for what do you need somebody?
Well, can somebody meet up down with the museum ground and get signed and keeps turning his mind when we can't sign to stop?
You mean Lady Elaine's museum go around?
Yeah, we can see it when it keeps turning and turning around when Lady Elaine wants to come back and stop.
Sounds a bit serious to me. Mayor Maggie, perhaps you could help. We could continue our meeting later.
Very well, Queen Sarah. I'll be glad to try.
I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Queen Sarah.
I tell you, Mary Maggie, it was really weird. You know, we started out of nowhere. Marie goes back and says, it always had to be. What there? See?
Now I know. Oh, hi there, Mary Maggie.
Hello, Lady Elaine. Do you have a problem?
I'll say I do. This thing won't stop twirling, but now I know why.
Ooh. Something electrical?
Nope.
A turbo generator? Have you seen about?
Nope.
What do you think's the matter?
It's Malcolm Apricot Dingo.
What did you say to Malcolm Apricot Dingo? Ring the sound of that.
Daniel Tiger's friend?
That's it.
What would Malcolm Apricot say to Malcolm to get sound of like you're in a twirly rattle in the museum?
He just wanted to be naughty and make some mischief.
Somehow that doesn't sound like Daniel Tiger's friend Malcolm.
Yeah. You can't be sure about those kinds of friends.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see him. I'll make sure again, but I'm going to go down, take a clock on this, and Daniel's and get a bottom and get to the bottom of this.
And I'll go inside and try to help you stop this whirling museum, Lady Elaine.
Nothing's going to help.
Well, you're right, not if you don't want to try.
Well, it's that Malcolm. I tell you, he's here right now. Malcolm, you shouldn't have done this. You say you're sorry. Well, I am too. Now, just you go inside with me and stop this right away.
Oh, here you are, Maggie.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Lady Elaine. Mr. Aver?
Yes.
Do you need me, Mr. Aver?
I just thought that you might like to have a picnic with Daniel, Malcolm, and me.
Daniel and Malcolm?
Yes, Daniel Tiger and his imaginary friend, Malcolm Apricot Dingo.
Where are they?
Oh, they're visiting Westwood all day.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll see you all.
Lady Elaine? We get sad about it. That wasn't Malcolm who's been sitting down by time, was it?
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, Robert Troll.
It wasn't Malcolm who made the museum twirl around, was it, Lady Elaine?
It could have been.
No, it couldn't have been. It didn't even look like Malcolm. It ain't that bad.
Excuse me. Did you think that Malcolm was here?
Lady Elaine said so.
Oh. Well, he's been with Daniel all day. In fact, he's Daniel's imaginary friend, so he wouldn't be someplace without Daniel.
Okay. So I made it all up as soon as I saw them going to Westwood. I'd like to go on a picnic myself sometime.
Why don't you come with us now?
You mean it?
Sure, you too, Robert Troll.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess, yeah, okay, but what about Katana? What about the merry-go-round? You can see Brandon from the museum ground. We got twirling.
Oh, I'll take care of that.
Whoa.
Just like magic.
But you didn't need magic. All you needed to do was ask.
Okay. Let's picnic.
I think I'll talk about this some more with Lady Elaine.
I have a meeting with Queen Sarah, but after that's over, I'll see you all in Westwood.
Okay.
Oh, great. I get to see Daniel and your real imaginary friend, Malcolm.
Thanks, Mr. Aver. You cleared up a lot in a very short time.
Just the truth.
Yes, Trolley. The truth is best.
Malcolm Apricot Dingo is Daniel Tiger's imaginary friend because Daniel is the one who thought him up in the first place. Anybody can have an imaginary friend, but you have to make up your own if you want one. You can't take somebody else's. Lady Elaine must have been feeling left out. She wanted to go to Westwood too, but all she had to do was ask. Some people make life so complicated. Give some food to you, fish. You won't be having a complicated life. You're so beautiful. Swim. Hi. Wonderful creatures, yes you are. Well, I think it's time to go to Brockett's Bakery for that singing and signing. Are we supposed to take something with us? We are. We're supposed to make this speedy delivery for Bob Trow. I wonder what's in here. We'll find out at the bakery. Come along.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, today really is the day for the singing and signing.
Well, I'm glad because I have this present for the singer from Bob Trow, but I don't know who the singer is.
But you know exactly who the signer is, I'm sure.
I sure do. I'm glad to be here.
Everything grows together. That's wonderful. Good job.
Well, have a good singing sign.
All right, we're going to go in. We'll see you later.
I'll listen.
Thanks, Don.
We have quite a surprise for
you.
Yes,
I want to see who this singer is. It's Anna Jenkins.
Hello,
bless your
Fred.
Heart. I'm glad to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. I have something for you from Bob Trow.
Bob Trow?
Yes.
I'm anxious to see what's in there. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful picture. Well, you girls and boys know who that is. Yeah. Who is this? That's a wonderful drawing, and I think Bob is a fine artist, isn't he? How many of you like to draw? Some of you draw at school? Good. Uh-huh. Maybe you will be a fine artist like Bob.
Could I hear you all sing?
Oh, we've been practicing some songs. And in fact, why don't we just greet, you know who this is. Who is this?
Mr. Rogers.
Well, let's invite him to sit down with us, and we're going to sing. We'll sing hello, and since we've got parents here too, we'll all sing hello.
Hello, 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 and how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. And I hope that you are too.
Again, let's clap our hands.
Hello, 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 and how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, you certainly have some good voices. And what did you say? Well, you know, everybody doesn't have to sing at the same time, but we're enjoying ourselves. And this time, did you want to sing it again? One last time.
Hello, 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 and how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. And I hope that you are too. And I hope that you are too.
Now, you know, we've been singing a long time, even before Mr. Rogers got here, and so we've been sitting a while. But I think it's great if you get a little bit of exercise. So what I want you to do, I want you to stand up, and we're just, whatever we do, we're going to get a little bit of exercise. And whatever we do, we're going to do right in place. So if I say, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop, I want you to stop right where you are. Will you join us, too?
I would like to.
Good. Oh, well, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and... Now, I think you can sing this along with me. Let's try it. Oh, well, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. Now let's try skating. I think skating is great, and some of those Olympic skaters can really skate. Oh, well, you skate, and you skate, and you skate, and you stop. And you skate, and you skate, and you skate, and you stop. And you skate, and you skate, and you skate, and you stop. And you skate, and you skate, and you skate, and now let's get fancy and spin around. Oh, you spin around, spin around, spin around, and you stop. Go the other way. Spin around, spin around, spin around, and you stop. The other way. Spin around, spin around, spin around, and you stop. The other way. Spin around, spin around, spin around, and you stop. Now, when I was growing up, I never heard the word jog, but I know you children can jog today. Oh, you jog and you jog and you jog and you stop. And you jog and you jog and you jog and you stop. And you jog 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 and you jog, jog and you jog and you jog and you stop. Oh, I fooled you, didn't I? All right, now let's, I want you to get, take a deep breath. Show me some swimming strokes. Okay, Fred, you've got a swimming stroke. Oh, you swim and you swim and you swim and you stop. Swim and you swim and you swim and you stop. And you swim and you swim and you swim and you stop. And you swim and you swim and you swim and you stop. All right, now this is very easy. Just tiptoe. Oh, well, you tiptoe, you tiptoe. Now on your toes now. Stop. And you tip. Can you say it with me? And you tiptoe and you stop. And you tiptoe, and you tiptoe, and you tiptoe, and you stop. And you tiptoe, and you tiptoe, and you stop. And you can all sit down. Now, I've got a song I think lots of you know, and I'm sure that you have heard this song about Miss Mary.
Nah.
All dressed in?
Black.
With silver?
Buttons.
All down her?
Black.
She asked her?
Mother.
For 15
cents.
To see the
elephants
jump the
fence.
They jump so
high.
They touch the
sky.
And they never came
back
till the 4th of July. And I think all you parents know this now. Let's all sing. And Fred, you sing with us.
Be glad.
Miss Mary Mac.
Mary Mac.
All dressed in black. Black. Black with silver
buttons,
all down her back.
Back.
Well, she asked her
mother
for 15 cents,
cents,
to see the elephants,
elephants, elephants,
jump the fence. Well, they jump so high, they touch the sky. Let's hear you. And they never came
back
till the 4th of July. La, la, no, they never came back till the 4th of July. Let's sing it again now and clap your hands. Miss Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black, black, black with silver buttons, all down her back, back. Back. Well, she asked her
mother
for 15 cents,
cents,
to see the elephants,
elephants,
jump the fence. You sing it now. Well, they jump so
high.
They touch the
sky,
and they never came
back
till the 4th of July. Softly, and they never came back till the 4th of July. La, la, when they never came back till the 4th of July. It's nice singing with you.
Good singing with you. Thank you, Ella. I hope you come back soon, soon.
And before the 4th of July. All right.
Bye, everybody.
See you. Miss Mary.
What a good time.
You had a good time. You hear him?
Yeah. Did you have to leave?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed in Black. You know, you could use a lot of different names for that song. Miss Mary Lou, All Dressed in Blue. You could keep the buttons, you know, with silver buttons right on her shoe. Or Miss Mary Jean, All Dressed in Green, with silver buttons on her submarine. I can sit here and imagine all of them still at the bakery, singing and signing. It's so good to be able to imagine things. Like the person who invented the telephone. That person imagined the telephone first, and then went on to work at inventing it. And before my friend made this doll, she had to imagine what it might look like. And you have to imagine your play before you play. So when you're playing, you're really an inventor. It's fun to imagine good things and then make them happen. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day and each week a special one, you know how, by just your being yourself. Come along. We'll be back next time.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.